All right. Good afternoon, everyone. Today, I'll very briefly provide an overview of maritime illness and death reporting and public health response in the United States from 2010 to 2014. So in 2014, 13.5 million passengers and 5.1 million crew members arrived at U.S. seaports by cruise ship, and 35,000 passengers and 0.9 million crew members arrived by cargo ship. Federal regulations require the master of a ship to immediately report to a CDC quarantine station any death or certain illness that occurs within 15 days of entering or leaving a U.S. port. Influenza-like illness cases are reported in individual reports and are also reported cumulatively, in which aggregate totals of passengers and crew with ILI diagnosis are sent in a single report from a cruise ship. Reports to CDC quarantine stations are captured in the Quarantine Activity Reporting System, or QARS, a secure online database. The objectives for this analysis were to describe maritime illnesses and deaths reported to CDC quarantine stations and recorded in QARS from 2010 to 2014, and to characterize contact investigations of those exposed on ships and public health response to reports of maritime illness and death. So maritime illness and death reports from 2010 to 2014 were extracted from QARS. Descriptive analyses were conducted on numerous variables, and the ones chosen for this presentation are outlined here. And one quick note, for the purposes of this analysis, maritime contact investigations coordinated by CDC include response to diseases of public health concern like tuberculosis and measles, but do not include responses to diseases like varicella and ILI, because these are considered enhanced data collection and are handled by cruise ships through guidance. And additionally, responses to gastrointestinal illness are handled by the vessel sanitation program and not quarantine stations. There were 10,586 maritime illnesses and deaths reported to quarantine stations during this time. 7,695 were cases of ILI reported through cumulative ILI reporting. 2,221 were individual illness reports, 670 were individual death reports, and there were 63 contact investigations coordinated by CDC. 76% of illness cases reported to a U.S. quarantine station with no gender were male, and 69% of the reported deaths with known gender were male. And the mean age of illness was, the mean age of illness was 36.1 years and 65.7 years at death. 68% of illness reports were crew members, and 89% of death reports were passengers. 80% of illness reports and 92% of death reports were received from cruise ships. The most frequent illness reported to quarantine stations was influenza-like illness, followed by varicella, upper-lower respiratory tract infections, and tuberculosis. And the most frequent cause of death reported to quarantine stations were cardiovascular and pulmonary-related conditions. CDC coordinated 63 contact investigations of illness of public health concern during this time, and the majority of these were tuberculosis contact investigations. CDC also coordinated 7 meningococcal disease contact investigations, 4 measles, 4 pertussis, 3 mumps, and 2 rubella contact investigations. The majority of all identified contacts were contacted and monitored or evaluated in some way by public health. Prophylaxis was reported to be provided for 16 meningococcal disease contacts and 3 pertussis contacts, but it's highly likely that the administration of post-exposure prophylaxis to maritime contacts is underreported. This is a task typically performed by the ship or the state or local health department, and it's not always reported back to quarantine stations, and it's not always documented in QARS. And then finally, 3 cases of secondary pertussis transmission were identified, and 67 potential secondary tuberculosis infections were identified. 66 were latent tuberculosis infection. However, from the information documented in QARS, it cannot be determined if this is due to transmission on board the vessel or a previous TB exposure. So as previously reported, influenza and ILI and varicella remain the most frequently reported illnesses on maritime conveyance to quarantine station, reinforces the importance of vaccination of passengers and crew members before travel. Illnesses and deaths on cargo ships are likely underreported, and the magnitude of disease on cargo ships is largely unknown. And finally, contact investigations identified few confirmed cases of secondary transmission on board maritime conveyance. And I'd like to acknowledge these people. And thank you very much.
Thank you. one quick question. The preponderance of males was presumably due to the preponderance of crew?
Sorry?
It showed a lot more males than females, but you showed a lot more crew than passengers, and I'm guessing maybe that was the reason for the...
I think so, yeah. Most of the crew were male. I think there was one female crew that in our data set, so...
Great, thank you.
Mm-hmm.